Mr. Krogstad, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
First off, could you tell me a bit about the vessel and what it's like on board?
Yeah, the Dr. Fridtjof Nansen is a research vessel. It's about 56 meters long and built in 1993. And it flies the UN flag in the mast. We are training local scientists and conducting research for the governments of Africa and trying to learn more about the resources outside their coast and the environment. And right now we are outside Point Noir in Congo.
Is anyone quite curious when you pull up to shore? Does anyone try to interact with you guys?
Yeah, that happens quite often, that local artisanal fishermen comes up to the side of the boat. And sometimes they would like to know what we are doing in the region. They also ask about what we think about their resources.
What do you think about their resources? In what
sense? Whether we find that there are a lot of fish in the ocean or whether they have declined in recent years and so on.
They just want your expert opinion on it?
Well, many of the fishermen probably know or have a better impression of the status of their resources than what government officials do, because they are out in the sea every day. And I think that they are curious to find out whether we share their opinion.
Do you think your work is generally well received?
Yes, I think that from several levels our work is very well received. The fishermen are concerned about their resources, and they are also concerned about what's happening to the ocean. And they are very happy that there are people that are investigating this. And government officials are also generally very happy with our work, because they are in need of information about how much they can catch from the ocean, what the status is of their resources, and also predictions about what will happen in the future.
This project has been unfolding over the course of 4 decades. Could you give me a bit of a brief overview of the project plan, where it started and where it's going?
The first vessel was built already in 1974. And at that time, it was important to support developing nations to find new fish resources. Then in 1994, the old Dr. Fridtjof Nansen was replaced by the present vessel. And at that time, we have moved our focus to work with the fisheries monitoring. And we tried to find out how much fish was in the sea and to assist the government to give quotas and inform them about how much they can take from the ocean. Today, this has developed further, and it is now the ecosystem approach to fisheries that are important. So we are still monitoring fish resources, but we are also trying to understand how these fish resources are interacting with the environment that they live in, and try to understand what is happening with the changing environment.
And what activities and research are happening right now?
Well, it's actually very interesting. We are conducting a survey of Sardinella, and Sardinella is one of the most important pelagic fish resources in West Africa, and is contributing most to artisanal fishery and the local food consumption along the coast. So we are trying to find out where this Sardinella is spawning in this region, and where the egg and larvae that are coming from this is drifting, trying to learn more about factors that are contributing to a good year class of Sardinella, but also if there are any potential conflicts with other industrial activities that are taking place in the region.
Are there other activities and research happening on the vessel right now?
Yeah, in addition to the monitoring of the fish and larvae of Sardinella, one thing that we do on every survey, which is very important, is the training of local scientists. Yeah, we have 9 local scientists on board from Gabon and Congo and Angola.
So can you give me an example of how the projects aboard this vessel, how they have supported developing countries improve the management of their fisheries?
Yeah, there are many examples of that, in fact. But maybe the best known example is what we did in Namibia. In Namibia, we came in already in 1990 with independence, and we supported the Namibian government to make the legislation and to build up their fisheries research center and their monitoring, control and surveillance, and trained local scientists to take over and do their fisheries research and fisheries management themselves. In fact, what we did was very successful, to the extent that Namibia today is among the countries with the best fisheries management system in the world.
In 2016, there's going to be this new vessel. What can we expect with the next vessel to come?
We are very much looking forward to see the new research vessel. And there is a whole new program that are built around that vessel. We will continue to work with the ecosystem approach to fisheries and to learn more about how the environment are interacting with the living marine resources. We will also be much better equipped to do environmental monitoring in interaction with industrial activities.
What are your thoughts on the project and your day-to-day on the vessel?
Well, there is a very good atmosphere on board. I think that everyone, scientists and crew alike, feel that they contribute to something very important and find their work very meaningful. And in fact, both the countries that we are working with and FAO and the Norwegian government that are funding the vessel believe in the work that we are doing on board. It's a fantastic environment to be in.
Mr. Krogstad, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.